Using your own font is not recommended, but you still should be able to do it. The first thing you should do is to get your own font file. Usually the file name extension of a font file is TTF. On Google, just search the keyword font file. You will find many results and free downloads. A font file is also an external resource, which means you should put it into your project's root folder. After you have got the font file ready, you should tell the system you have imported a new font file and plan to use it. In your CSS code, first type the @. Behind the @, you type two words, font and face. Between font and face, you put a hyphen. Behind the font hyphen face, you put a set of curly brackets. Inside the curly brackets, you write down the font family property. Its value is picked by you and will be used as the name of that new font. When naming the new font, you should avoid using any system font names. Otherwise, you will not be able to use that system font anymore. Our suggestion is you start your new font name with a unique prefix, like my_ or my-. After you have named the new font, next you tell the system where that font file is. So, src:, a set of parentheses. Inside the parentheses, you put the URL and file name. And that's it. Now you can use the new font just like using a system font. If you have done everything right, but found that the new font cannot be loaded, don't worry. Just download another file font and try again. Some free font files tend to be problematic. Your program is fine. The problem is caused by the free font file. Still, using your own font can bring an extra burden to your server. The best solution is using one of the 19 WebSafe fonts.